With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. I know it's the end of the world today, but enjoy your Friday. At least it's ending on a Friday. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Beautiful. Are we done with all the crazy storms?
No. I think we're supposed to get rain for the weekend, too.
We are?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be crazy storms like we had earlier in the week, but I think some showers for tomorrow and even today.
So I saw a huge State Farm tent right behind REI. Are they setting that up for, like, hail damage claims?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I didn't see it.
It's right behind REI. It's a huge Allstate tent.
Like, almost has to be.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Aren't they the good hands people or something?
Allstate? Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was nice that they were setting that up for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously everybody is talking about Roseanne for the first time ever. She did her first a television interview since she was fired from ABC. It was on Fox News' Sean Hannity show. And everybody said it was about an hour too long.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So the clips speak for themselves. I'll just let you play whatever you want, whenever.
Well, first of all, she did the apology, okay, because of that tweet that she sent out of that lady. And here we go.
If she's watching, I'm so sorry that you thought I was racist and that you thought that my tweet was racist, because it wasn't. It was political. And I'm sorry for the misunderstanding that caused my ill-worded tweet. I'm sorry that you feel harmed and hurt. I never meant that. I never meant to hurt anybody. And plus, I tell her she's got to get a new haircut. I mean, seriously, she needs a new haircut.
She needs a haircut.
It is whatever. Okay.
Yeah,
What else do you have?
Well, she talks about she's been put into institutionalized over her mental health issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have said in the past, you said once to Larry King, that you suffer from multiple personality disorder.
Well, I don't suffer from it anymore.
You don't?
I enjoy it.
You ever institutionalized?
Honey, that's like going to the beach for me.
Seriously, you've
I've been hospitalized a lot. Yeah, several times. Yes.
I don't know when to take her seriously. You know?
I don't either.
I don't know if she's joking. It's like going to the beach. I don't know if she's...
I don't know if she's joking about that she enjoys all her personalities. That's what I was like, wait, what? Because in one thing, in the next one, she says she doesn't have them anymore. Remember, she doesn't have multiple personalities.
Oh, here that is.
Okay.
Do you think there are other people inside you with multiple personalities that actually speak and you don't even recognize it?
No, not anymore. I'm fully
How long
integrated.
Is that? You're fully integrated?
I fully integrated, and I was fully integrated at Stanford University about 12 years ago.
Was it a medicine that transformed your life?
No, it's therapy.
Therapy?
Like 20 years of it.
She's a crazy cookie.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, has she been institutionalized a bunch and stuff?
I've never heard that.
And what's this fully integrated thing?
I don't know. It was a bizarre interview. It was. The apology she did, I felt like she really did mean it. And she was being, you know, it was coming from the heart. But she couldn't stay serious for more than 15 or 20 seconds. She had to start throwing in these little jokes or saying something that was so outrageous that you didn't know if it was true or not.
Right.
It just went all over the board. It seemed like Sean Hannity couldn't even keep up with her.
He didn't know if she was being serious or funny.
Well, you heard him ask a couple of times, like, look, let's be serious here. Yeah. And she couldn't stay with it.
Is that all of them?
Well, there's one about molesting.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear that one.
Yeah, let's forget about
that.
But she claims... I'll just quickly tell you that she, a long time ago, claimed her father molested her. Last night, she said it never happened.
Yeah, so I am trying to read the reviews on this thing, and nobody really seems to know. Like, it's not, nobody's slamming it, and nobody's saying it was amazing. People are just saying, eh.
I agree. I don't think it helped her. but I don't think it hurt.
Right. I just
like it never happened.
Didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Didn't change anything. If you're having a bad day today, I just want to remind you of your mantra. I'm going to give it to you today. And that is, if you're having a bad day, say these words to yourself. At least I'm not Mark Schmuckenberg.
Exactly.
Because that boy had a bad day.
Yes, billions worth of a bad day.
Facebook's $100 billion, it's the biggest loss in stock market history. Facebook yesterday posted the largest one-day loss in market history in the United States of America. They went down by $119 billion. Now, they're still worth $510 billion, but they did lose $118 billion.
What the heck has Zuckerberg done? I mean, I can't even pinpoint why it's happening. Can you? I mean, I can say, okay, well, it's got the little this, but I mean, this is ever in the history of any company whatsoever, the biggest loss ever.
Well, I guess they reported, I'm just going to read it. I'm not reading it like I have knowledge. I'm just reading it because I don't. They reported weaker than expected revenue for the second quarter and disappointing global daily active use. So between people not using it as much as they used to and the revenue is down, everybody jumped ship.
But it seems like this massive exodus with Facebook and selling off all the stock and everything, it seems overblown compared to, I mean, Facebook has 2.8 billion customers.
Well, my guess is like somebody like Jim Cramer got on there and is like, sell, sell, sell.
That Kramer man, he'll sink you.
Yeah, sell, sell, sell. So everybody's like, and then everybody gets on bandwagon as they see it start to go down, and then they all jump ship.
And all the shareholders and the board of directors and everything for Facebook, they're so mad at Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. They want him out of there.
I know. So we'll see what happens. Oh, another happy story about plastic straws.
Oh, boy.
Walt Disney has announced the ban on plastic straws and stirrers. They will all be out of the park by 2019.
I went off on this yesterday, and I've done it many times. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, when you've got so much plastic in the world, and you pick on a straw.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should probably get rid of the plastic bags first.
How about water bottles?
And water bottles.
Yeah, milk jugs.
And applesauce.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you won't be... Take your own straws to Disney. They're getting rid of them soon. I know. K-pop. BTS. You know those little South Korean dudes? God, they're popular.
Say what?
That boy band from South Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So super popular. I guess, like, in 2 minutes, they sold 1.5 million albums in South Korea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a pretty good day.
It's pretty good.
Better than Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know why. I can't figure this out. Why does everybody love this band?
I don't know.
They, like, love them. I saw them on the Grammys or one of the award shows, and they were singing. They don't know English.
Yeah.
Do we play their music?
No.
We don't?
No. BTS? No. God, no.
I'm going to put it in the computer and see if I can find it.
There's no BTS.
Oh, no BTS. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what they sing. It's, I don't know. Anyway, for 1.5 million albums, boom, in like 2 minutes.
Wow. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
That's a good good day. Now, they're huge in the U.S. too, right?
Oh, huge. Ridiculous. And when I saw them on that award show, all they were doing was lip syncing. Anyway, Demi Lovato, we have the 911 call, and I'm not going to say anything but this. If you are my friend and you are dying, I'm going to be hysterical on the 911 call, and I'm not going to care if there are sirens or not. Listen to this 911 call.
You're with the patient now?
I was. I'm downstairs. There's other people with me. And
about how old is she?
We just need to get somebody out here.
Do you know what happened to her, okay? We do have the paramedics responding now, okay? Right now, just not in a half hour, but we are going with lights and sirens, okay? So if you can send somebody outside, yes. The flag is down, okay? That's going to be helpful.
Yes, we'll flag you.
Okay, excellent. Now, stay on the line. Hang in there, okay? We're on our way. We're going to be there shortly. Stay with the patient. I'm going to remain on the line with you all the way until the paramedics arrive, okay?
Okay, we just need someone to flag them down, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Please, yeah. I'll let you know when they're outside. You should be hearing the sirens real soon.
With no sirens, please, right?
No. This is a medical emergency. I don't have control over that. And sorry about that.
Okay. I thought you were just saying that we just had to, like, wave you guys down.
Yeah, no, definitely. Wave us down. That's going to be helpful. This is definitely a medical emergency for her.
It's so weird. She's so calm, and she's, like, irritated that there's going to be sirens. Yeah. And I understand they don't want the publicity and that Demi is a superstar and she's OD'd. But that's, I guess it was more important than for them to, like, cover it up than get the ambulance there.
Well, even in the very beginning, when the dispatcher asks how old this patient is, this person that's in distress, she won't even give that. She won't even say, hey, well, she's 28 years old or whatever. That's an important, piece of information this dispatcher needs to pass on to the paramedics. I mean, it could be an 88-year-old woman. Who knows?
Yeah,
and they're
weird.
Just trying to get information. And this lady doesn't want to give any. It's like, just get somebody over here as fast as you can. We'll flag them down. Try to keep the lights off if you can. It's like, really? You've got somebody in your house OD dying.
Now, do we know, has Demi Lovato made any statement? Has she said anything? I heard yesterday she's going into rehab.
Yeah, that's all I saw.
Yeah, so
rehab.
She's going into rehab. So that's good. I mean, she's been very vocal about all her, you know, issues, so.
Well, she doesn't have a choice for the rehab thing.
Yeah. Damn.
Now, I don't know if this will work this time around or not, but, I mean, with this scene that's happened here and the rumors that are out there and now the heroin and the meth and everything that's out, she doesn't have a choice. If she wants anything in her life in the showbiz world, she's got to go to rehab.
For sure. Well, she did it for 6 years, so yeah. I believe in her. Right? Right.
No, it can happen.
Did you see this? You're going to be so sad.
What?
The Dallas Maverick dance team is going to wear turtlenecks.
I saw that. They are in sweats,
yes.
Long pants.
Yep. It says the Dallas Maverick dance team is going to wear sweatpants and turtlenecks, less revealing uniforms for next season. They're also, they want them to be called artists now and not just eye candy. And their dance routines will also become less provocative.
This is dumb.
And they're not doing a calendar anymore.
This is dumb. I don't want to go see a dance squad that's wearing ski masks and turtlenecks and long sweats and Uggs. Cover every piece of skin you can.
And there's no more calendar.
It's now an art.
Yes, they're artists.
Not to be, I guess, oogled at, right?
Yes, they're artists.
Yes.
They're artists. Oh, my God.
You must appreciate them for their artistry.
Yes. Yes, that's what they're doing.
So, no, it's a dance squad.
And they had little sexy outfits, too.
Yeah, and I'm there to see the pom-poms.
Oh, dear God. You know how I told you that I felt like Nick Jonas, the whole thing with Demi Lovato, it pushed her over the edge because she was in love with him?
Yeah, you've been big on that.
Guess what? They're engaged.
What? Wait a minute.
No, Nick Jonas is engaged to Priyanka Chopra.
Geez.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry. No.
Oh.
Yeah. To that girl he's been hooking up with?
Yeah.
I guess they got engaged like a week ago. And it all kind of fits.
I think I saw a picture of them this morning. Is he like a foot shorter than she is?
Yep. Yes.
Well, that's never going to work.
She needs to wear flats.
Yeah, you can't have your lady to be a foot taller.
Well, she's wearing high heels.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's a foot. It's a good foot. You take the heels off and throw heels on him, she still towers over him.
Yeah, she's a big girl. Yeah. Anyway, but don't you think it all kind of goes with the Demi Lovato thing? They got engaged last week. She was spiraling last week.
Well, yeah, and with her, the condition she's in today, for them to announce this now, it's like they're throwing fuel on the fire.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they should hold off until at least she gets into rehab, because once you get to rehab, you're cut off from all the, the publicity and the news that's breaking, and then just leak it out, sneak it out.
What?
Leak the news.
Leak it and sneak it.
Leak it and sneak it out, yeah. Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
And then finally, this is brilliant. Why don't we think of great ideas? God,
like
we're stupid. This is so smart. It's only available in Colorado, and it's the first ever paint that covers up the smell of marijuana. True story.
Sean, are you high?
How did that work?
It's called the Odor Defender, and it's been released in Colorado, and it is a paint that absolutely gets rid of the marijuana smell.
I'm not buying it.
Really?
I think pot gets into everything. I don't think it's just the walls.
I don't know. They're saying it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was pretty impressed by it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it works.
Well, if it works, yeah, because you could use it for people that smoke cigarettes in their house.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Cigars?
Because my friend's a realtor, and she said the hardest houses to sell and that don't sell are people that, I don't know who would do this, but people that smoke in their home.
Yeah.
You can't.
Smoking in your home and making meth.
That one is a hard one. That might actually. Yep. Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Thanks for that. There you go. Tablet trash. Dear God.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.